Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hestoy Truck. We go online each and every week. We talk with Giant beat reporters about the ball club. And joining us this week, Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Nation, covers the Giants. And Tom Rock of Newsday. Are the Giants, with these two wins in a row, Dan, in your opinion, ready to go on a little bit of a run here, starting with San Francisco?
I think San Francisco presents an opportunity. I mean, this is a team that's really struggling. Obviously, they won week one, but you look at what happened in the offseason to the coaching staff, to the offensive line, to the defense in terms of retirements and attrition. They're still putting it together, I think, to a greater extent than the Giants are at this point. So it being a home game, it being a long trip for a somewhat inexperienced San Francisco team, I think it sets up well for the Giants to improve to 3-2.
They do seem to still be looking for their identity in San Francisco, and I think the schedule for the next few weeks really is opening up like a rose blossom for the Giants when you look at who they have coming up after the 49ers with the Eagles, the Cowboys, really right up until you get to the Patriots in November. I think it's pretty winnable games for them.
Colin Kaepernick has been sacked the third most of any quarterback in the NFL, 14. Cleveland's given up 14 sacks, Seattle's given up 18, and Kansas City leads the way with 19. The Giants don't get after the quarterback, one of the poor sacking teams in the NFL. Can they turn that this week?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. There's an opportunity there. And it's a, you know, it's a chicken or the egg kind of situation. Is it an opportunity for the 49ers offensive line to look good for the first time this year? Because, as you say, the Giants don't get after the quarterback. And the other thing is, you know, if Robert Ayers isn't playing, if Devon Kennard isn't playing, you know, who is going to do the getting after of Colin Kaepernick? So it offers an opportunity. The Giants have been so, to me, watching the Giants, there are things they do well and things they don't do well. The things they do well, they're doing extremely well. You know, they're completely choking off the other team's run game to a point that forces the other team to throw the ball even when they don't want to. And that's been basically the pass rush. You have the quarterback in his head in a hurry because he thinks he has to do something he doesn't necessarily want to do because they can't run. But as they go along, you know from talking to people around here and talking to the coaches that they want more of the pass rush. So we'll see if this is an opportunity for someone like a Kerry Wynn, you know, who's been so good against the run, not so great against the pass, to show a little more than he has.
I think the real glaring stat here is that one of their leading stats, leading sack getters, is their fullback. I mean, you know, yes. Nikita Whitlock is a wonderful player and he's terrific and he brings a lot of energy at the end. But you need one of these guys to step up and start hitting quarterbacks. And I think that's going to help the pass defense too, which is ranked last in the league as opposed to the run defense, first in the league.
Nikita Whitlock has more sacks than Ndamukong Suh, so there you go. Maybe Miami will want to work a trade. When you look at this Giants football team, one of the things that they've talked about is wanting to run the football. Sure. But they're not running it to the level that they need to run it as far as their yards per carry. Can this get better over time, in your opinion?
I think the yards per carry is a stat that definitely needs to improve. I think Tom really likes the balance and the number of runs that they're churning out and that they're executing. So you look at that number and you say, okay, it's going to come, especially as things start to open up down the field a little bit more and teams are pulling their safeties back. There should be many more opportunities to run the ball. And we've seen so far, too, that the running backs have made some big plays with the passing game, and that's been a big evolution in this offense this year.
Yeah, the running backs have been running really tough. There was a Pro Football Focus stat from last week that 60 of their 92 rushing yards came after contact. So Jennings and Andre Williams are getting it done in terms of that. And, you know, we've seen, I think, good blocking from especially from Weston Richburg and Justin Pugh on the left side, Eric Flowers when he's been in there. The one thing that concerns me about the run game is the absence now of Daniel Fells, who's clearly the number one blocking tight end, you know, and has been, you know, for whatever Larry Donnell brings as a pass receiver, hasn't developed to the extent they'd hoped as a blocker. So going forward, you're going to need more help in that area than they've been able to get from what they have on the roster. But, I mean, I think the running backs have shown that they're able to pick up some tough yards.
Who's been an early season surprise for you?
Well, I think Kerry Wynn. I mean, I think he showed something last December, but to elevate his game to this level where he's been such a reliable run stopper, I think that's been a surprise. I think when you look on the offensive line, not that Jeff Schwartz's performance is a surprise, but I think, you know, his health, the fact that there were concerns through training camp about would he be able to answer the bell after the injuries last year. The fact that he's been in there and been reliable, I think, has been a very important thing for them.
How about for you, Tom?
I'd have to say Eric Flowers, really, because nobody knew what he was going to be when he came in, and they thrust him into this situation as the blindside protector for Eli Manning. He's done a really good job, impressed everybody with his toughness, first of all. This guy just doesn't want to come off the field, and he's limping around on his ankle, and it looks like he's out of the game on Sunday against the Bills. He's back in there two series later, taped up, ready to go. So I think Tom Coughlin really likes that kind of a player, and he's playing well too. It seems like he's really helping, and that, as Dan said before, that left side of the line with the running game seems to be where they should be targeting.
And he's added some attitude that we saw when they had the really good lines. They had a little nastiness, and Eric certainly has shown that. All right, your prediction for this week's Sunday night game?
This is the first game this year where I'm predicting the Giants to win. Now, I know early on they looked overmatched, and then I took a shot with Washington. Obviously, it was wrong. But I think this is a game where they're clearly the better team on the field. I think San Francisco, as we talked about early on, has way too many questions to answer, especially on the lines. And I'm picking the Giants to beat them 27-16.
Yeah, Patrick Willis, you got to watch out for him. Frank Gore, you got to watch.
No.
You, oh, you don't? Oh, okay. No. Giants 30-14.
He's fumbling in Indianapolis right now. God. Hey, good luck with Game 7, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, Amazon.com.
I enjoyed it.
There you go. So did Steve Serby.